Because even when things start out a little chaotic and scattered, even when you are feeling like you are falling behind, even in those moments, it is still possible to have a good week. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence, all while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You're listening to episode 144 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It's Haley and I am so excited for us to kick off another week. I'm so happy it is Monday. I am coming off of a week of spring break where I was home with my family and just enjoying a much slower pace of living, which is so refreshing. We had a really cool weekend. I got to go with my husband and son to the opening game for the Braves home opener. We had my husband's work tickets, and so we had really good seats, and our 2.5-year-old was over the moon excited. He's a huge Braves fan. This was the first game that we've been to where he was very much aware of what was going on, very excited. And that was so fun to see. This is something that, you know, my husband and I have been going to Braves games together since we were in high school dating. And I was so overwhelmed with emotions at this game because, first off, I get very emotional, super oddly emotional about Braves baseball. I'm a huge Braves fan. It strikes a chord in my heart. And I just love in general how sports can bring people together. I love the power of sports for unifying so many different people and how people can come together in excitement and cheer. And I just love that. And so it was so cool to be there in the stands with my son, looking at my husband, just thinking to myself, goodness gracious, this past year has been so much and has been so heavy. And I'm going to sit in this moment right now because this moment is restoring my heart and is giving me hope. And I just love those moments that we can have in life where we can be reflective and we can be present in the moment, but also look back on the past to think about how far we have come. And goodness gracious, it was a really good family date. And my son slept in his Aussie Albies jersey because he was so excited. He didn't want to take it off. And then on a Saturday, I went with my sister and some of her really good friends to watch the U.S. women's soccer team, the U.S. women's national team play for the She Believes Cup. And that was also so inspiring. Again, just watching women crush it is so inspirational. Seeing an entire stadium that broke a record, by the way, of the most fans in any friendly domestic U.S. game on U.S. soil. And seeing all these little girls there in their soccer uniforms with their family, with their dads, just looking up and believing that anything is possible. And of course, this tournament is the She Believes Cup, which I think the name is absolutely perfect. And so then, of course, Sunday, we had a really good family day and just got back from church and, you know, went to a nursery to get plants to garden for spring and had a little family date in our favorite little downtown area with a coffee shop and sandwiches, sitting on a green, and all of these things just filled me up. So I'm heading into a work week where things will get crazy because we as teachers are heading into like the final push where testing's about to come up, AP testing, EOCs, and it's crunch time. It's a time where we have to hammer out the rest of the content, get all of the grading done, and then step it into gear with a whole bunch of review. And so you could definitely say entering into a busier season in the classroom, but also a season that is equally met with excitement because we're counting down till summer. We're counting down until the days after the exam where it's just fun and movies and that slower living that allows you to feel take a breath and feel more at peace and looking forward to summer and all those things. And so I'm feeling lots of things, lots of good things, lots of joyful things, and I'm choosing the joy because, believe me, I did not get nearly enough grading that older teacher Haley would have said to get done, but I was present and I snuggled my son and I spent time outside, and that's what matters. And so here we are heading into another week, and I'm really excited about this episode because we're talking about Mondays, and not just about Mondays in general, but about the specific mindset that you need to have with you when you approach a Monday. And when we talk about Mondays, it's something you either love or you hate. I fall on the category of I love them, right? I feel like with a Monday, you don't really fall in the middle. It's either I strongly love them or I strongly can't stand them. And for me, I love the ability to think clearly with a brand new week. It feels optimistic, right? It's kind of like the previous week didn't matter because on a Monday, you have a fresh start and you can kind of create what you want to be from that fresh start and that new beginning. And so I also know a lot of people don't like Mondays because the weekend was so great and we have to get our body and our mind back into the routine of the work week. And for some of us, you know, you either love your job or you're impartial to it, or maybe you are not happy where you currently are. And then that really creates a challenging situation where, okay, how do I find the joy this week? How do I get myself in a position where I feel confident and capable to move forward with this week when I'm struggling with my purpose and I'm struggling with my identity? And whatever season you are in, I want you to know that through this episode, my hope, my intention with this episode is to give you steps to take on as you move through this week, starting with your Monday, to really be able to say, you know what, I can do this. No matter what season of life I'm in, I can do the hard and I can find the easy and I can move through this week with confidence in my purpose of who I'm supposed to be and that it will be a good week. And so before we jump in to the five steps needed to have that reframe mindset to carry with you as you move through the week, I do want to send a little invitation to those that want a little more. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a little while, and or maybe you're a new listener and you just want to go a little deeper, you want a little bit more than just the episode itself, I would love to invite you to a coaching session. Through our coaching sessions, it's just you and me, one-on-one support, where we can talk about the things that really matter, the things that are really deeply sitting within your heart that are hard to overcome, that you need motivation for, that you need specific ears to hear and to work with you to find that solution. I know that we balance all the things and we struggle with all the different roles that we face, and we struggle to find the motivation, and we try to squeeze in little tiny cracks of the day where we can be more productive or feel better about ourselves. And sometimes it just feels like it's not enough. We feel rushed and we feel pulled and completely drained by the end of the day and feel like, is this ever going to end? Is there ever a solution? And I just want you to know that I see you and I feel you, and that you can find the motivation to live the life you have been dreaming of. And I would love to work with you to get you there. You can go to www.gracefulandfree.com/mindset-coaching to schedule your 1-hour coaching call. We will go through some steps to really dig deep to find the mindset needed to help you go from insecure to confident so that you can live the life you have always dreamed of living. And you can also just click the link in the show notes there, and I would love to work with you. So, 5 steps for our Monday mindset. Think of this as your little Monday mindset blueprint to make your week the best week. And the first step, I actually struggled with coming up with like a title for the first step because I was like, I don't know what to call this. So I'm just going to say it as it is and then we can unpack it a little further. But the very first thing needed to bring with you on a Monday, right? So that's what we're talking about here. Things to think about, to reframe our mind, to position our thoughts in a way to live out our week with intention, with purpose. And the very first thing to do is to understand, really kind of view this as your Monday affirmation, that no matter how rushed, no matter how chaotic, or no matter how scattered your Monday seems, that that does not define your week. Okay, I get it. We have the best intentions. We sometimes go to bed on a Sunday with our planner filled out for the week. We know when we're going to work out. We know what meals are going to be cooked. We know what needs to be done on each day. And then Monday happens and you snooze your alarm. And then the kids are taking forever to get ready for school and you're late. And then you forget that your car is on empty. So you now have to stop for gas. But oh, you wanted to pick up a coffee and now you're not going to have your coffee. And so how am I even going to get through the workday thinking positively? Well, I guess I just can't. And nope, if Monday sucks, then the rest of the week is going to suck. And I guess I'll try again next week. Does that sound familiar? I think the most important thing that we really can do to kind of reach into that next level is to believe fully that no matter how crazy, how awful, how far away from our ideal morning our Monday starts, no matter all of those things, that it is still possible to have a good week and that those things do not define your week. If anything, it's only going to go up from here. And so often we think about how situations are playing out, how things are unfolding, especially when we think about our day, right? I want to have the best day. Well, I want it to be perfect. That's not going to happen. And so instead, if we just know from the beginning that, you know what, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if all these things don't happen the way they're supposed to, and if this is way messier than I would have wanted, even in those things, this does not define the week. And so that's really just an important position of your mind and an affirmation to cling to. And just start simple, right? The next time you find yourself rushed or the next time you find yourself thinking that didn't go as planned, just say to yourself, okay, but that doesn't define me. That doesn't define the week. That doesn't define anything. I can still recover from this and we can still find joy and there can still be a lot of really good here. And so I really am excited to share that piece with you because I think that can unlock so much because we sit there being pulled between, oh, but things have to be perfect. And if they're not, then I'm going to fall short and I'll just give up and stop trying. But keep going. Absolutely keep going because really, truly know that even in the chaos and the messy, there is still good there. And oftentimes you can appreciate it more because you know what it's like to be tossed around. And so please take that with you this week, that no matter how today is going, no matter how this morning was, no matter how many things you did not get accomplished off of your list, that that will not define the rest of your week. And so if you have that and understand that and believe that fully, that's one of the best things you can do and the best way to position your mind. The second thing to really bring with you for your Monday mindset to have that best week is to have excitement. Have excitement about the week. Get so incredibly excited about what's happening, whether you pinpoint specific things of like, okay, I'm really excited because Monday is an early release day or Wednesday, I'm going to do this. Focus on the exciting things. Focus on bringing joy with you throughout the week and not just for the happy moments because there's a lot of moments that make us frustrated, okay? I was sitting with my son last night trying to get him to go to bed, constant story around here, and he was sitting on the top of the stairs while I was in the bathroom trying to persuade him to come take a bath. And he goes, "Mommy, are you happy?" And I said, "Nope." And he goes, "Mommy, are you a little happy?" And I said, "Nope," because normally I'll say I'm a little happy, but I'm not fully happy because you're not taking a bath. And I loved how he was questioning, like, okay, well, is there a little bit of happiness here? And I think that's important because even in the moments where we don't have that happiness in us, we can still find the joy around us. And so move into your week with an excitement. Move into your week with excitement, not just for the moments of ease, right? The moments where you know, like, oh, this is going to be a good day, or this is going to be an easy day, right? Oh, this day at work is going to be a lot easier because, you know, I have kids working on this assignment and it's not as much of me pouring into all the energy of, you know, lecturing. You know, the days of the week that are harder and the days of the week that are easier, but have equal excitement for all of it. Equal excitement for the week ahead. If you have that excitement, that awesome anticipation, it just sets you a step above. It already elevates your mindset, believing that, hey, this is going to be a good week no matter what, that there's joy here and I'm going to find it and I'm going to hold on to it and I'm going to bring it with me through every moment. And so that's the second key step here with your Monday mindset, is to be excited. Be excited about the week. And similar to that, this is number three, the third condition of your mind for our Monday. Have hope. Believe that this week is going to be a great week, right? Not just have the excitement for it, but believe that things are going to be good, that this is going to be a great week, that good things can happen, that you can get through your Friday, you can get to your Saturday morning where you wake up and you are proud of yourself. You're proud of what you accomplished. You are proud of how you showed up as a mom, as a human, as a wife, as a friend, as a business owner, as a teacher, that you can be proud of you just showing up as you. And have that hope, knowing that, hey, this is good. It's so important to have hope. We have to look forward towards things with this belief that things are going to be okay and things are going to work out the way they're supposed to work out. And it'll all be okay. That even on the challenging moments, even in the frustrating moments, that we can still hold on to hope, and that can keep us secure and keep us grounded. And so as you move into your week, believe and know that it's going to be a great week. And just state that over yourself. That it's going to be a good week. Today is going to be a good day. I'm going to find the joy. I'm going to find the moments where I can look at something and say, yes, this is something I am proud of. This is something I celebrate, and hold on to that hope throughout your week. Okay, number four. This is probably one of my favorite reasons I love Mondays. And that is because Monday truly is a fresh start. And so this is so important to take with you with your Monday mindset, is to view the week ahead of you as a fresh start. It is a fresh start. There are abundant of new opportunities, new beginnings, new chances. You have a clean slate. Whatever didn't go well last week, it's okay. That was old. That's in the past. We are starting again new. So if you lost your cool way too many times last week, guess what? It's a brand new week. If your to-do list was a joke, guess what? It's a brand new to-do. It's a brand new week, a brand new to-do list. If you completely fell short of all of your health goals and were in survival mode last week, guess what? It's a brand new week. And you can create those same goals again, or maybe learn from what didn't go well last week and adjust your goals accordingly so that way you can be successful for this next week. But view this week as a beautiful chance for a fresh start. Have the hope that comes with that fresh start as well. I think that's why we love fresh starts so much. That's why we love the first of the year, the first of a month, the first of a season, the new semester, a new quarter. We look at these things with a feeling of hope that there's a chance to start again. There's a chance to go forward from the beginning and try to accomplish the things we didn't accomplish, or feel the things we didn't feel. And so that's my real favorite reason why I love Mondays. And it's so fun. It's something that I've always just naturally done within my own self, is to view each Monday as a fresh start, as a new beginning, as a new chance. And so cling to that hope, have that excitement, and go forward with this super awesome anticipation of what can happen. And that's where we go back to the very first step as well, right? Because yes, it's a fresh start. Yes, it's a new beginning, but we're not stuck in perfectionism, right? We have healthy expectations. So we know that if, yes, it's a fresh start on this beautiful Monday, but if things go crazy and things are all over the place and things feel like we're kind of just living in a disaster, you know what? That's okay. You know, we can get better. We can move past that and it will not define the rest of our week. And finally, the fifth step, well, I do have a bonus, so not quite finally, but the fifth step to the Monday mindset is grace. Give yourself the ability to show up as best as you can, and give yourself the permission and the forgiveness for when you fall short. Because guess what? You will fall short. We all will. We will have those moments that no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we think about it ahead of time, where we're like, okay, no, this is aligned. This is in check. I got this. We will still fall short because we are humans. We are humans. And by nature, that will happen. And so you know what you need to do? Have your grace ready. And I think this is the game changer, right? Not just for yourself. Have grace ready for those around you. Enter into your week with a heart full of grace that is ready to pour out to those who need it. And as I was thinking through this and as I was processing and thinking through what were the five essential pieces to the Monday mindset, this one right here, grace, resonated with me the most. Because as I was sitting here thinking through this beautiful picture, like I envisioned this beautiful bucket, well, an ordinary bucket, but a bucket that is full of abundant grace, and just seeing it almost as like a big bucket of water. And as you go through your week and as you have that moment with maybe your spouse or a friend or a coworker or your children, and you feel like somebody's not holding up their end of the bargain and you start to feel frustrated, go ahead and just pour that bucket out. Sprinkle a little water over the situation. Give that grace. And for me, I honestly was thinking of a couple of situations where I was like, you know what? In that moment, I could have been a better wife. In that moment, I could have been a better mom. And I thought, wow, maybe I just go into my week with a heart full of grace, ready to pour it into any situation, because we all deserve that. We all deserve to have that grace given to us when we are stuck in the complicated and stuck in the messy. And so what a beautiful thing to be able to do, and what a beautiful way to live in each day and to face your week by having that ready. Now, those are the five Monday mindset pieces, with the first one being no matter how rushed or chaotic or scattered your Monday may seem, knowing that that doesn't define your week. Number two, having excitement, bringing that excitement and that anticipation and that joy with you throughout your week, through all the moments, not just the awesome, easy moments, but the challenging ones as well. Having hope, believing that it can be a good week. Viewing your Monday as a fresh start full of new opportunities, new chances, new beginnings. And then having that grace to give not just to yourself for when things fall short, but also for those around you. And instead of the moments where you are so quick to be angry and to get frustrated, and just to take a step back and say, you know what? It's okay. It's absolutely okay. You're doing your best, and I see that. Like, that's what I want to do this week. That is my goal. As a wife, as a mom, I want those moments when normally I would get frustrated. I want to be able to take a step back and say, you know what? Like, that's okay. You're doing a great job. I see you. I know how hard this current thing is, and I'm here for you, and I love you. The final Monday mindset. This is a little bonus that I think is so fun. The bonus thing to bring with you for your mindset for the week, to have on a Monday, to carry you through the rest of the week, is to not allow the joy crushers to take from you. Joy crushers, these things that happen that steal our joy, that take our really good mood and turn it around very quickly. Don't let them take, because they're going to try, but be ready to fight back and say, nope, not today. Think about the things that may possibly derail you, okay? Think through your week. Think about what may possibly throw me off course. Is it fighting for bedtime? Is it walking into a messy kitchen? Is it being stuck in traffic, trying to get to work? Think through the things that you know from previous experiences and previous weeks that usually get you off your rocker, make you feel a little heated, a little emotional. Think through those things and have a game plan ready. Come up with a super easy solution of what to do in those moments. Maybe it's taking a deep breath and saying, I can't control this situation, so I'm going to sit and find something to be thankful in, or just be present in this moment. Or maybe it's in these situations saying, okay, yes, if we get to a bedtime that is not going the way that I want, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm going to recognize that this season of life is not going to happen forever. This is a very short time period in the grand scheme of things. And I know one day I might look back and miss this moment. And while you know, that doesn't take away the hard from the moment, but it definitely makes you appreciate it. And so think through the things that might derail you. Think of these joy crushers, the things that are going to take from you. And think through, okay, what's something that I can do as a super easy, simple solution to help overcome, and have that ready, and that let that be your game plan for the week. Well, there you have it, our 5 + 1 = 6 ways to really position your mind in the proper way to tackle this week and to have a fantastic Monday. But not just that, right? Know that whatever happens on Monday, that you can come back stronger on Tuesday throughout the rest of your week so that it can be the best week, because it's absolutely possible, because you can absolutely do this. And I am here for you always, 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 always here for you. Thank you for tuning in. And truly, I am cheering you on. I want you to know that if you are listening to this, that I see you and I believe in you. And I just want you to know that you matter. You matter so much. And I also want you to know that you're doing an incredible job. So hang in there, keep going after all the things that make your heart come alive, find joy in the every single moment. And I cannot wait until next week to do another episode with you. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.